This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، Fourteen and a half centuries ago, the world was living in darkness. They didn't have anyone to guide them to who their creator was and what he deserves of worship. And so in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ فَمَقَتَهُمْ عَرَبُهُمْ وَعَجَمُهُمْ إِلَّا بَقَايَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَقَالَ إِنَّمَا بَعَثْتُكَ لِأَبْتَلِيكَ وَأَبْتَلِيَ بِكَ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the people of the earth prior to sending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he showed them contempt. Both the Arabs and the non-Arabs, except for a handful of the remnants of the people of the book. And Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have sent you to put you to test and to put the people to test through you. You're going to be a test for the people and they're going to be a test for you. And so in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a mercy for mankind to bring them out from that darkness into light. Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nuri bi'idhni rabbihim ila siratil aziz al-hamid. We have sent you this book to bring people out from darkness into light by the permission of their Lord to the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was then given instructions by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go public with his da'wah, he called on his people and he went on top of Mount Safa. And as they gathered, he asked them that if I was to tell you that behind this mountain is an army ready to ambush and attack you, would you believe me? And so they said, yes. We have never known you to ever tell a lie. And so after he got this assurance from them, he said to them, then I am here on this day to warn you of a severe punishment that awaits you if you don't follow me, if you don't believe in me. And so from that point onwards, The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his message was clear. Until the day that he passed away, his message was one and the same. I have brought you the truth from Allah. Follow me and you will attain eternal salvation. You will be admitted into Jannah and you will be saved from eternal punishment in the hellfire. Don't follow me and you will be doomed to perish eternally in the hellfire. And so his people, they understood this very clearly. And it was because of that, that this bitter animosity, this enmity, it started between him and his people and eventually culminated in the battles and the wars that took place between them. And there were many attempts to pressure the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to compromise on what he was preaching, to try to find middle ground so that perhaps we can all live in peaceful coexistence. We can get rid of this animosity, this hatred, this enmity between us. But did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam that pressure? Did he cave in? Did he compromise? We find in his seerah that he did not. And when they came to him and said, O Muhammad, let us compromise. We agree to worship your God for a year, and you agree to worship our gods for a year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam an entire surah. And that was Suratul Kafirun, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say to them, O disbelievers, calling them by what they are, O disbelievers, I don't worship what you worship, and you don't worship what I worship until the end of the surah. Why didn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam give in to the pressure? Why didn't he compromise? Why didn't he cave in? The answer is very simple. Because he knew very well, and he was confident, that what he brought was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he had been sent with the truth, and that whoever does not accept it, he is bound to eternal punishment in the hereafter. And so it was for this reason that it would hurt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he would call his people to Islam and he would face rejection. He would be saddened by this. He would grieve over this. Why? Not because of some personal attack. It wasn't something personal to him, but rather because the people who he was sent to, it was his responsibility to bring them out of darkness into light. And when they're not responding to him, it grieved him, because he knew that if they don't accept his message, they're bound to eternal punishment. And so he cared for them. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Perhaps, O Muhammad, you will grieve yourself to death over their denial if they persist and continue to reject your message. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa al-dhikr al-hakim. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Can I please ask the brothers to move forward to make room for the brothers who are standing at the back? الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left this world having conveyed the message that he was sent with in the clearest of words. And so we follow what he left us with by believing in every word that he uttered. He made it clear through his words and through his actions that there is only one way, there is only one deen, there is only one religion that is true, and all other ways and all other religions are false. And through this one deen and through this one way, one can attain eternal salvation in the Akhirah. And that whoever dies, not having submitted to this way of life, not having accepted Islam, then he is bound to eternal punishment in the Akhirah, in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this clear when he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam," that the only deen in the sight of Allah is Islam. "Wa man yabtaghi ghayra al-Islam deenan falan yuqbala minhu wa huwa fil akhirati min al-khasirin." Whoever seeks and desires a deen other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be from among the losers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this hadith in Sahih Muslim, "والذي نفس محمد بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took an oath by Allah, by the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, "No one from my nation who hears about me, whether he is a Jew or a Christian." And then he doesn't believe in me. He doesn't believe in what I have been sent with until he passes away. He dies upon that kufr, except that he is from the people of the hellfire. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never miss his words. He never tried to appease anyone. He didn't try to find a middle ground when it comes to the foundations of what he was sent with. He didn't try to say, "Let us agree to disagree." He didn't say, "Let us find a way to forget about our differences." But rather, what we see in his life and from his words is that he stood by his principles. And these are the principles and the foundations of our deen. And so, this understanding continued. This understanding that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us with, that he left his companions with, it continued generation after generation. until today, and it will continue until the last day. But now, in the current situation that we Muslims find ourselves in, when we as an ummah have become weak, and the world has become a global village, and Muslims have flocked to live and reside among non-Muslims, add to all of that, that so many Muslims have become distanced from the teachings of their religion, and so many are ignorant of the very foundations and the basics of Islam. They wonder and they ask themselves, could these people who are my friends, my co-workers, my neighbors, my classmates, could these people possibly face eternal punishment in the Akhirah simply for not accepting Islam? And so the reason why so many of us, we think this way, it's because we haven't understood the real meaning of Islam. Instead, we have adopted a Western understanding of religion, where religion is something spiritual. It's a set of religious rites, practices, customs that you do between you and what you worship. And that's it. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, a Muslim is not just one who believes in Allah. He's not one who simply believes in Islam, but also one who disbelieves and disassociates himself from everything that opposes the teachings of Islam. A Muslim is not one who simply believes in something, but he is also one who disbelieves in its opposite, and that is every disbelief out there. A Muslim must disbelieve in every way of life, in every religion out there. And so what all of this means is, you cannot be a Muslim. You cannot be a Muslim and still believe that other religions are valid. And those who follow other religions, if they persist in that until they die, that they are somehow going to be saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some Muslims, they try to interpret Suratul Kafirun that we mentioned earlier. They try to interpret this surah to mean religious pluralism. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَدِيَ دِينَ, to you is your religion, to me is mine. Therefore, what this means is all religions are valid. I follow Islam, you follow Christianity, you're an atheist, it's all okay. Because for me, my religion is mine, and yours is yours. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah when? He revealed it in Mecca. Then the Prophet alayhi wasallam, he made hijrah, he migrated to Medina. And then after that, he came back to Mecca, conquering it, and then entering into the Kaaba and destroying the 360 idols that were in there. He didn't say, continue living upon your misguided way. Continue being a mushrik. No, he destroyed their idols when he had the upper hand. And so, one of the dangers of having this mindset that many Muslims today do is that we take it easy when it comes to giving da'wah to non-Muslims. If we and them are the same in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're all going to Jannah in the end, then what is the point of giving others da'wah? Giving da'wah was the mission of all of the prophets and the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life was to preach the message, to make sure that the message of Islam and the message of Allah reached every single human being. My dear brothers and sisters, having said everything that I have said today, we should not misunderstand any of this to mean that we are therefore calling for intolerance or discrimination or transgression, but rather we say, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah does not forbid you from dealing in a good way and dealing fairly and with justice to those of the disbelievers who do not show you animosity, who do not fight against you, who have not expelled you from your homes. And Allah truly loves those who are fair and just. But what we need to keep in mind is that our position and our stance and our belief concerning all other ways of life and those who follow all other ways of life besides Islam is that every way and every deen out there is invalid in the sight of Allah. And whoever dies without accepting Islam, he is bound to perish eternally in the hellfire. But at the same time, the way we deal with them and we treat them and we behave with them is the manner in which we have been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد ورضى اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد المسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا متين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.